This is Neil Whiteside. Cambridge 105
Radio. And it's always a pleasure to welcome to the studio from the Arthur Rank Hospice charity, Donna Talbot. Afternoon, Donna. How are you?
Good afternoon, Neil. I'm very well, thank you.
Yeah, you're dashing around a bit, though.
It's been a busy day today, I have to admit, but it's always a pleasure to come and see you, obviously.
Thank you. It's always nice to see you, too. Big changes, of course, at ARHC. Lynn Morgan, Dr. Lynn Morgan, she's retired now, and we've got the new boss ensconced, I take it?
Yes, absolutely. So Lynn left us a couple of weeks ago, enjoying a bit of holiday time at the moment before she decides what she's going to go on to next. She's officially retired, but...
Yeah, we going
to
happen.
No, I think there's lots to still interest her, I'm sure. Yeah. And we're delighted to welcome Sharon Allen. She started with us on Monday, so she's having a fabulous week of lots and lots of activities at the hospice, but going around and just understanding how all the services work. And it's great for her to get to know our staff and our volunteers, and I'm sure she'll be a great asset to the charity.
Well, it's going
to
be interesting as well, isn't it? Because Lynn oversaw the building of the project down at Shelford Bottom. It's a wonderful place. But now that that's done, isn't it? So new challenges face you now. So a new CEO, new challenges,
indeed,
new things to do.
And I think, the icing on the cake for Lynn's departure was obviously us receiving our outstanding award for our CQC inspection. So I think that was wonderful for Lynn to leave on that fabulously high note. Yeah. And what a wonderful opportunity for Sharon to come in and to build on that already.
Exactly. So you know you're
foundation.
Off to a very, it's not like, oh, we need to get someone in. Oh, God, we've got to patch this up. No, it's good. Come on then, what's next?
Really, really good. And Sharon's got lots of energy, really enthusiastic, very passionate about ensuring this next chapter of the hospice is really, really successful. So we're all very excited to work with her.
Well, I was going to say, I'm sure we're going to get lots of chances to chat with her throughout the course of the year. And we'll have her up on the stage at Bridge the Gap and all these sorts of things. So it's going to be excellent. Well, welcome aboard, Sharon. Right, well, obviously you've got a busy old time ahead of you because this is kind of heading into your season on fundraising, isn't it? The Starshine Walk. This has been going, is this 11 years?
Oh, gosh, It's been a while now.
2008, according to my records.
Yeah, it's been going longer than I've been at the charity, and really successfully so.
Okie dokie. So what's the plan for this year?
So this year we're doing a Back to the 80s theme. So we all love the tracks from the 80s, don't we?
We do.
I think you've been playing some already today and continue to over the afternoon. But it's just an opportunity for people to come together, to have a fabulous evening with us and to essentially support the work of the charity and help us fundraise to help us deliver more care to more people in the community.
Right. So if people want to get involved, what is a Starshine Walk and what does it involve them doing?
So Starshine Walk takes place on the 18th of May this year. The walk actually sets off at 8 o'clock, so people will be walking sort of through dusk into darkness, which
nice,
is really
though.
Lovely.
Yeah.
The routes, they have the option of two different length routes, so a 6.5 mile or a 10 mile walk, depending on people's ability and enthusiasm. Obviously, some people would see the 10 mile as a real challenge, and therefore that would help them to gain more sponsorship, and obviously all of the sponsorship comes back to the charity and helps us to fund that vital care that we deliver. And it's just an opportunity for people to come together, whether it be groups of friends, work colleagues, families. We see a lot of families that we have cared for loved ones of join us for this event, because it's a very poignant opportunity for people to walk in memory of somebody, but have a positive reflection of the lovely lives that they've spent together.
Yeah, I guess, as you say, this whole fact that you're going all retro feel for this year, but you can walk it your own way, I guess, can't you?
Absolutely. I mean, hospices around the UK do this style of walk at various times of the year. Some people call it a midnight walk. We've gone for the Starshine because we quite like that.
Yeah.
And we've, as I said, chose to brand it along the 80s theme. Last year, we had a very neon theme and a lot of people really enjoyed that. So we're really capitalising on all the best bits of the 80s, and we're sure that people will really, really enjoy their evening with us.
All right. Well, according to the figures on your website, so far you've raised £335,000.
Absolutely.
Which is a huge amount, but I mean, not being funny, but the old hospice, it don't come cheap, does it? It takes a lot to run it. You've got a lot of fundraising you have to do every year, is that right?
Absolutely. We are required to secure, in this current new financial year, £8.25 million. So that is a large sum, isn't it, Neil?
That's a big bucket you've got to shake.
It is. And for us, we're very fortunate. I mean, approximately £4 million of that also comes from an NHS contribution.
Right.
So some of our care is directly funded through that. But everything else is funded by the charity. And I should say by the charity, but obviously by that I mean our community.
It's the people around you.
Indeed.
Yeah.
We couldn't do what we do without the generosity of corporates choosing us as their charity of the year, people very kindly making generous donations, people taking part in crucial events like this. It's it's that collection of activities that makes the final total that we need to raise every year possible.
Oh, you do an amazing job. And when you and I do quote you quite often. You think, you know, you think you've got trouble with your charity, you want to try raising £8 million. And it is. I mean, it's tough times out there. People are unsure and, you know, job security and all that is all up. This is a great way of doing it, isn't it? Mm. So you get together with your mates and go and do a walk.
Absolutely. And for us as well, it's not always just about the raising of the money. I mean, that is obviously integral because that is what allows us to deliver the care. But it's also people volunteering their time. So they're not always donating just money. If people are willing to donate their time to help us, we're desperate for volunteers to come and encourage people along on the walk. They can come and cheer people on and ensure the morale is kept high. You know, some people will be tiring towards the end. So if marshals would come along and cheer these people on, and there's lots of work to be done at the venue as well. So we host this from Shelford Bottom. It's a circular walk. Everyone comes back to Shelford Rugby Club. So it's really lovely for volunteers to come down and support us. We need to know in advance so we can obviously make plans for you. But we have around up to 100 volunteers per event help us.
Well, that's great, because you may not be up for a 10-mile or even a 6.5-mile walk, but you're still perfectly able-bodied and you can still make teas and coffees and that sort of thing, isn't it? So it's a great way to get involved.
Indeed. As I say, there's lots of parts of the event. We've got people selling merchandise on the evening. We've got registration desks. We've got, exactly as you say, there'll be bacon rolls being served on the evening, hot chocolate. And then on the route itself, there's lots of jobs to be done. Mm. And not just on the evening of the walk. There's lots to be done in preparation and following the event as well. So even if you're not available on the evening of the 18th of May, don't let that put you off. Get in touch with us at the charity and we'd love to see how we can work together and have your support on this event.
All right, so people want to get involved. What's the best way to do so?
So if they want to sign up for the walk themselves, it's really easy. They can go to our website. So that for this particular event is starshinenightwalk.co.uk.
I've got it written down here. If Brilliant. You're driving along going, hang on a minute, I can't, I'm on the A14, Neil. Starshinenightwalk.com. I've got it here. Text me in the studio, I'll bang it back out.
Lovely, that's super. Obviously, if people have got queries, questions, want to become a volunteer, then just give us a call in the office. We'd love to hear from you. It's 01223 675 888.
All right, and I see you're wanting people to do pictures and do the old tweeting and hashtags as well. Hashtag Starshine2019.
Absolutely, we'd love people to do that.
It's just
if you've got your outfit planned already, share a picture. We'd love to see what you're going to come dressed as. There were some amazing outfits last year.
Set the bar high.
Indeed.
Set the bar high. Take a look at our Eurovision footage from last year and see how people go to the Eurovision Song Contest. That will set you up for pretty much what you need. If you want some inspiration, just take a look.
That sounds like a challenge, Neil.
Indeed. When couples and friends were going dressed as ABBA, but the girls were dressed as the blokes and the blokes were dressed as the girls, it's like, right, do it that way.
Sounds fabulous.
What about deadline on this?
Registrations online mm-hmm. right up until 1 o'clock on the Friday before the event. So Friday the 17th of May. Obviously, if you're a big group larger than 10, you won't be able to register on our website, but give us a call and we can provide a form to you for you to enter your group on a manual form which you can send into us and arrange payment for.
Right.
Each of those places obviously is available to book online, and you'll get a confirmation email then of all the details that you need to know for the event. So I just say share that link with your friends, family. You'll see all the activity we're doing on social media at the moment.
We're all
come
sitting
along.
There, we're all thinking, I mean, I've got to go to the gym tomorrow morning, first time induction, 7:30 in the morning. And you think, because it's, you can't do going to the gym straight after Christmas, because we all know that doesn't work. But it's spring now. Come on, we can do this. Let's hit the summer running.
Absolutely. I think it's a great event to start the year with. And many people use it as an opportunity to, like you say, train for other larger events that they're taking place in amongst the year.
Because we're all
well.
A bit cranky and creaky because it's only spring. You're absolutely right. It flexes those muscles, gets them up and running. Maybe you can do some other things during the year.
You have to walk off those Easter eggs even.
Don't talk to me about them. Right, so that's... It was Easter in our house just minutes after Christmas finished. It's Saturday the 18th of May. It starts at 8 p.m. from Shelford Rugby Club.
That's correct.
All right, so it's a 6.5-mile night walk or a 10-mile night walk. It's got an 80s twist, which would be nice, but you don't have to. You know, if you just want to go, I don't want people seeing me dressed up in my old clothes. Anyway, but if you fancy going retro and going all 80s about it, then do so. If you want to find those details, starshinenightwalk, all one word, .co.uk, starshinenightwalk.co.uk, or you can give them a call at Shelford Bottom on 01223 675 888. That's 01223 675 888. If you're driving along and you haven't got time to write those details down, as I say, just drop me an email or send me a text here in the studio and we'll pass those on. It sounds like it could be fun.